Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about the outdoors this morning. River Rock Outfitter is back. It's been too long since April and Keith Peterson in here, but they are in right now. Morning, guys.
Good, yeah, good morning.
Yeah, morning. Good morning.
First things first, if you go down to City Dock and or even you just look at any waterways around here, the water level seems low again this year.
Man, it's been rough. It's been rough. I mean, definitely, you know, two or three seasons now, but this season just is particularly bad because it started so early. You know, normally we can get in at least a month of summer, maybe May, June on the river, and this year, you know, two rentals were canceled early in the summer, affecting businesses, you know, and recreation on the river. So it's just been, it's been a particularly difficult year.
Yeah, and we were really hoping from, last year we had the same sort of issue.
Yeah.
We were hoping that was just an anomaly. And then here we go again, year two, and the water levels are just, basically there's no upriver paddling. Everything is downriver.
And I think that's the real question, too, that we keep asking ourselves is this just a couple bad summers and next summer it's going to be different? Or is this just the new normal and we need to talk about and think about river activity differently?
Yeah. And in fact, you know, it's not even just us. I mean, a lot of people who are, fly fishermen, you saw like in Shenandoah, you know, they shut down fishing because of the water levels. So it's kind of scary though, the way that the weather is, impacting our rivers.
I never thought of it in those terms though. Is this the, because we do talk about certain things, about how spring seems to come a little bit sooner, mm-hmm. it's warming up, or you're cutting your grass different times. But I guess I've always thought, you hear a lot of the old timers say, yeah, we had a few years back in the 60s and 70s like this, but you're right. What if this is the new normal?
Yeah, that's the thing that we keep thinking about. I mean, there are really smart people who will come in and talk to you about it from a, you know, environmental impact standpoint.
Yeah.
I think Keith and I think about it more from an outdoor economy standpoint. And there are businesses up and down our river, Shenandoah River, James River, who have been seriously impacted by the lack of water and, you know, lack of rain. And so much so that they've had to cancel, you know, or cut or shut down their businesses this year. And so when we talk a lot about communities focusing on their outdoor recreational economy, it's hard when you've got businesses that have to shut down. And, you know, and that's been an interesting piece to it, too, because when you think about it from a planning perspective, you have to plan what these, you know, your revenue is going to be earlier in the year. And when we're not quite sure what's going to happen, we were even talking about the difference between 2023 and 2024. You know, April, I don't know if people remember April of 2023. It was one of the most beautiful months in my lifetime ever. It was gorgeous. Just the weather was beautiful. And then this year it was just terrible. So the changing of weather patterns, mm-hmm. the changing of, water levels and not being able to predict them, it makes it very difficult for these outfitters to plan their seasons. And that's scary to me, especially being an outdoor store who promotes these guys. You know, we want to see the Virginia Outdoor Center successful. We want to see the fly fishing guides and programs successful because it makes a difference on our business. It's their customers that are coming to shop at River Rock. So it's this circular economy where we all rely on each other. And when those guys can't operate, it becomes a problem. And so I think for us, you know, what we're excited about, and certainly about talking about it today, but I think you're going to hear us pushing a lot more different ways to use the river. You know, we've always thought about, because the image that we see in the river is the big yellow tubes, right, going down the rapid section of the Rappahannock.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we need to rethink about, you know, putting in at City Docks, and you know this. It's a beautiful place to put in. Most people put in at City Docks and they paddle up, you know, they hang aloft and paddle up and see the historic sites. But if you hang aloft and go downriver, there's a great takeout on the Stafford side called Little Falls. And so there's lots of opportunities to enjoy the river on the tidal section where the water is more consistent, less stress on the fish if you're going to fish down there. And you can still canoe and kayak and paddleboard. It's a lazy, kind of fun, enjoyable way to see the Rappahannock. And maybe we just need to think about recreation on that end.
I've often wondered that because I've done it a few times and I have found, and you don't have nearly as many people because, like you say, most people yep. go in at City Dock mm-hmm. and go left yep. and head down toward Old Mill Park. But if you do go up, you take a right, you don't run into the low water levels.
Yeah, I'm always surprised, like when we go down to City Docks, how few people are actually really there. You know, if you talk to people in town, have you been to City Docks? There are so many people who have lived here their whole lives and they haven't been down there.
A lot of people don't even know that it exists, period.
And so I think now it's just how we choose to talk about where we should recreate and how we should enjoy it. And I tell people all the time, you know, when you put in at City Docks and you paddle, you know, again, hang a left and you paddle upstream, getting to see Fredericksburg. And Fredericksburg's, I mean, all the new development with Riverfront yeah. Park, the new apartments, the cleaning up of the riverfront. Fredericksburg is gorgeous from the river. And people see it through different historic tours on land. You know, you think about it from Revolutionary time or Civil War time, and now with a lot of the Native American history stories. But being able to be on the water and look up and see Chatham, and or look up and see downtown, and really think about history from the perspective of the river, it's a unique experience. So I tell people, like, put in at City Docks. It's great for beginners. You don't need any particular lessons. Obviously, safety is important, so always wear a life vest. Virginia Outdoor Center is there on the weekends. They'll put you in a boat. Mm-hmm. They'll give you a little lesson. Make sure that you're nice and safe. And go take a look at Fredericksburg from the river. It's unique, and it's a great way to access it.
Well, and you've had classes, and you've offered things, you know, a paint and a paddle, and things like that, and even just some courses. And I know you've had. Seems like, from what I've seen, had you know, there's a lot of interest in those kinds of things.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I think, especially 10 years now, you know, owning River Rock, I think one of the things that we've always done well from the very beginning is we've taught people how to use the outdoor resources in a unique way. I mean, when we first opened River Rock, there weren't people actively using, there were whitewater paddlers, there were people who would rent tubes, mm-hmm. but City Docks, nobody was down there. We taught them, we were the first to do full moon paddles. We were the first to do Friday night boards, boats, and brews. We were doing, you know, we were active participants on the river, active participants on the trail, doing unique women-specific activities. And over the years, people have adopted those into their own programs, and River Rock has been able to step back because we are a store. Our focus is retail. But if we can teach people how they can use these resources in unique ways, that's what we want to do. And if other programs can then take them and benefit from them, we're fine with that. And so now we're looking at it differently and saying, okay, how can we show people how they can creatively use this amazing resource we have at City Docks differently?
Yeah.
And our paint and paddle is one example, and you'll see us use it in other ways over the next year or two. And hopefully people pick it up and carry on the mantle, and we see a lot more activity down there.
Yeah, the resource is still there. The demand is still there. It's just taking a little bit more creativity and figuring out the type of programming you're going to provide for the customers. And, you know, and it's been successful. But like you said, it's thinking about it a little bit differently and not being able to just do the norm in order to allow people or give people access to the river.
Yeah. Well, it was a couple of years ago we went with I went with you and with Kelsey with American Canoe Association, yeah. And we went tubing down the river. We've not been able to do that since because it's so low. Yeah. I mean, you hope that day comes back, but
oh, I definitely hope so. But in the meantime, you know, yeah. we're going to figure out how yeah. to show people this other side of the river that they may not know as much about.
Quick break. We're going to continue this conversation. April and Pete Peterson with River Rock Outfitter here this morning. RiverRockOutfitter.com, the website. They're at 215 William Street, downtown. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
April and Keith Peterson here this morning with River Rock Outfitter. You said something about 10 years. How can that be?
I don't know. It's so funny because I'm trying to put together like a picture book of like the last 10 years. And so I've gone back and pulled up photos and I don't remember like looking that young. But I looked at it and I'm like, who entrusted? Like, what were we thinking? Why were we thinking we deserved a business? We look like babies.
Yeah, it still had hair, no bags under our eyes. It was
exactly,
great.
It's a little bit like being president. 10 years has really aged us. But I mean, man, what a fun, crazy 10 years.
Well, I have not seen you since, and we talked about it before and the day of, and then we've never talked about it since. But congratulations on winning another award. I didn't think it got any better when you won the U.S. Chamber, or you were a finalist for the U.S. Chamber Award last year. That was just amazing and terrific and was a big deal. But then you win an award this year.
Yeah, that was really cool because that's an industry award.
Yeah.
So the people who are selecting that award were, you know, vendors, so our brands like Nemo, our rep teams, other small independent companies from, you know, around the country. So to be recognized by them for community work that we've done over the last 10 years, you know, it was just a really big deal to us. So I feel like, you know, you work really, really hard and then all of a sudden you're recognized for all that long hard work. So it wasn't for anything particularly that we did this year or last year. I think it was just this long history
of
all the great things our staff has done over the last 10 years.
And that's the one, you've had a terrific staff and continue to have a terrific staff, but you look at some of the people you have had and either what they're doing in the industry or just gone off on their own with different things. Mm-hmm. They really has been, and you've talked about this, April, about how you continue to hire people, mentor people, and then mm-hmm. they move on.
Yeah, it's been great. And I think, you know, it's one of our biggest challenges because we live in an area that isn't known for the outdoors. You know, out west, you have people who it's a religion for them. They live it, they breathe it, they can imagine a whole career of doing it. Here, that's not the case. So, you know, we have to make the case to each of our employees that they can either make a career out of it, or at least for the amount of time that I have them, we can really help build their resumes. It's a little bit of a harder story to convince somebody to come work in the outdoors here. But I think that we've been really lucky with the people that we've found that we've been able to help them with that. I mean, you know, everyone knows Miganna. You know, we'll never outlive Miganna's reputation at River Rock, as we shouldn't.
And she continues to just hike anywhere there's a path, she's hiking.
She is, and I don't know that everybody knows this, but she now works for our absolute favorite rep team. And so she's repping Oboz and Lecky and Deuter and all these amazing outdoor brands. She's responsible for training REI staff from Florida to Pennsylvania. I mean, that's a really big deal. She worked from a young person in our store on the sales floor just selling gear all the way to doing exactly what you should do is progress through the industry until you're at this level of working for a vendor team. And so there are opportunities here in Fredericksburg to be able to, if you want to do work in the outdoors, to be able to have a career at it. And that's exciting that we've been able to provide that to some of our staff.
Yep, and to your point, it's harder to see. It's really harder to wrap your head around, you know, making a career out of the outdoor industry here in the Mid-Atlantic, where, you know, West Coast, it's a heck of a lot easier. But, you know, to your point, there are a lot of opportunities, and it's just kind of opening up your aperture and really thinking about, okay, you know, how can I get into this world? And it's really not that hard to do.
And that's one of the things, just like we were talking about the river, I think for our outdoor industry, our local economy, to be able to survive, we have to constantly keep moving, changing, coming up with new things. We can't look outside and just see the mountains. You know, it's not a huge fly fishing destinations. You know, we don't have this tourism story associated with our outdoors. So our outdoor programs have got to constantly change. And I think we're in one of those time periods where we have the real opportunity to change and grow. You know, and it may not be that we're making all of our money renting tubes on Fall Hill. It may be that we're introducing people to city docks and the opportunities for paddling on the tidal section. You know, look at all the great work that Friends of the Rappahannock's doing now to rebuild their facility, to make it this premier location for people to come and enjoy camps. There's a lot of exciting things happening literally right now. Rap Rocks Climbing Gym, look at what those guys are doing in a little teeny facility. And they've exploded introducing people to rock climbing here. So it's little incremental steps, but I think that it right now is presenting such a really cool opportunity for the outdoor industry to grow in Fredericksburg, and that makes us very excited.
Yep.
Well, you can use me as an example.
Yes.
Too.
Oh, we do.
We do.
How, you know, now it's amazing to me to think within a couple of years of how, you know, on weekends or afternoons, I'm going out and, you know, putting a kayak in the river or a reservoir somewhere. That never was ever going to be part of. I was never going to do that, ever.
Well, it's so wild because clearly you're a professional. So with every person that comes in, you don't know exactly what it is or understand fully what it is they do.
Yeah.
Yet you're a professional, so you know how to ask questions and follow up questions.
Right.
And that sort of thing. And I think for the years that I was coming in here talking about the river, getting on the river, safety on the river, you were a professional. You were asking all the right questions, but you had no idea what it actually meant.
Yeah.
Now,
no. And you
we can talk about it.
We can talk about it.
And you understand it.
And you as a guest decided at some point you were going to get me involved.
Yes.
And I was certain, and it was a long time, and it took a lot of different people and a lot of different situations. No, I can remember us talking, having conversations about Mott's, and you saying it's my favorite place. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea even where it was, mm-hmm. but I went along with it.
Yeah. Once again, there's a lot of opportunities around here. There's a lot of great resources that people can use. And it's like you said, it's just kind of taking that first step and asking the right questions and coming down to the shop and talking to us and our staff about what they can do, where they can go. And
what I love about it, and I think you have seen this now, is that we have always said our outdoor recreational assets here are perfect for the 101 level user, mm-hmm. right? Get used to, you know, have your first river experience here, have your first trail experience here, mountain biking experience, rock climbing experience, have it here. Hone your skills, learn to love it, find your passion, then go out, go enjoy West Virginia, go West Coast and do things. And that's what we've always told our customers, and we've pushed them to just take that first step. And we don't have anything, you know, I can imagine if you lived out west, taking that first step to get on the Salmon River. Holy moly, who wants that to be their first experience?
No.
No. But here, you can have those first experiences safely where you don't need expert guide services or training. Of course, all of that is available. But you can do all of those things and at low consequence and be introduced to all these cool new sports right here. And that's what I always wanted you to experience, because I knew that whatever sort of, you know, fears or blocks or whatever it was to getting on the river, I knew if you experienced it once, I knew it, Ted. I knew it, that you would love it.
Yeah, and in addition to that, it's not even just the 101 aspect of it. One advantage that I think we have over some of the places out west, and you kind of mentioned it, Ted, is, you know, here, you know, you could get off of work and go to Mott's and paddle around for 30 minutes to an hour. You can go hike at Mott's after work. You can go mountain biking after work. So really, at the end of the day, what's nice about it is, you know, a lot of these larger venues, you have to make like an entire day of it. You have to plan where you're going to put in, where you're going to take out. Well, here it's, you know, hey, I just want to go out for an hour. I just want to go out for 30 minutes or, you know, a half a day. It's easy to do around here, and it's very low risk, very low consequence. And it's just, it's being able to take advantage of the assets that we have.
Being out on the river last Thursday afternoon, late afternoon, and you see all the commuter traffic on the bridges, and you just think, I'm out here.
Yep.
And there are bald eagles here, and there, you know, there are turtles sitting up on, you know, branches, and you know, all that kind of thing.
Maybe you'll see an otter or two.
Yeah, right, right.
Yes, it's incredible. I mean, I think our community, this area in the world, is just super intense. You know, we've got people who commute hours every single day to and from work. Politics, it's just government, where everything about it is just intense. And you get to come home to these, like he said, these amazing resources that you can just go out and do and have easy access to, low consequence, quick. And what a way to relax, you know, de-stress on a Friday afternoon after work.
Yeah.
To just throw your kayak in on the river.
And it's so easy. If you're like me and you have no idea what you're doing or what you need, or just even the basics, as you like you said, you can go down and talk to anybody in your shop there, and somebody will be able to talk to you about where to go or where there are trails. The Quarry Trail, I had never heard of the Quarry Trail. The first time I went on it, I just thought, where has this been all my life?
It's so cool, like right in the middle of town. What I appreciate about you, though, Ted, is I feel like, yes, you need to come to the store or give us a call. Let us tell you where to go, how to do it safely. But I also hope you listen when you come to ask those questions. Ted, you do a great job of listening. You know how I know? Because there's photo evidence of it. Ted sent a photo of me to me enjoying with his family the river.
Yeah.
Whole family had on life vest. Whole family had on, even the dog. Even the dog had a life vest.
Life jacket, yeah.
Sun protection, sunglasses, hats. You listened.
That's it.
Years of listening, which was perfect.
I knew you. I said we've got it. I said we all have to take a picture. April, this is going to be April, and she'll say, "This is my family. This is my family." April and Keith Peterson with River Rock Outfitter here this morning. Quick break. We'll continue on. RiverRockOutfitter.com, the website. There's also a great Facebook page. They are 215 William Street, downtown. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. River Rock Outfitter here. April and Keith Peterson with River Rock Outfitter in downtown Fredericksburg. 215 William Street, riverrockoutfitter.com is the website. One of the things that I hear about both from people and see things, and I think industry-wide, it's caught in a lot of attention, April, is your the reboot program that you've been doing now for several years, but it has really taken off.
Yeah, it's crazy. We've kind of talked a lot this morning just about, you know, barriers, whether it's environmental. But when we started Reboot, you know, it was an economic issue for us, for sure. When we first opened River Rock, I had talked about consignment. You know, it was something that was kind of being whispered in the outdoor industry. Mm-hmm. Patagonia, some of the larger brands, hadn't started their programs yet. I thought it would be really cool because I recognized we had, you know, a group of people who couldn't benefit from the gear that we provided because it's, you know, to be a specialty outdoor store, I can't compete with some of the larger guys like Walmart or Dick's or Academy, those guys. So I have to carry these higher end curated products in my store. That's what makes a specialty outdoor store
and
what
in,
it is.
And in fairness, they are expensive, but they last.
Well, they last.
They last forever.
That's like that tough story to be able to explain, right? And we get that question every single day. Somebody will look at something we carry and say, why is it this price? Like, help explain that. I love when people ask me that, because that gives me the opportunity to explain it, because there is a reason, there is a story behind it. But how many people walk into my store and walk right back out and don't ask that question and just assume that that price tag is high because
we're a small boutique store.
Yes, or these companies are trying to gouge them. Mm-hmm. How many people? And so one of the things I wanted was this opportunity, if this gear lasts a lifetime, well, why are people, you know, throwing it away, donating it to stores that don't understand what they have, when I can take it, resell it at a much cheaper rate and get people in that gear that's going to last forever, but at a cheaper price point. Now, you know, we could never make it work because it's a hard program to execute. And then COVID happened. And one of the big things that happened during COVID, the good news story was huge demand for the outdoor industry because it was the only thing you could do. So everybody wanted gear. Problem was supply chain broke at the same time. So we've got customers.
Yeah.
We just didn't have gear to be able to sell to them. That was our big challenge during COVID. So we said, now's the time to do consignment. Because the one thing people have, they're all cleaning out their closets because they're all at home working. And they're doing home improvement projects. We saw it happen. I knew I needed gear. So we started this program. And it has just exploded. So it provided a great resource for me at the time because I needed to keep money flowing in River Rock, and consignment allowed us to do that. But then it provided an opportunity for consigners cleaning out their closet to be able to bring the gear to me and get money for it or store credit to get new gear, which again benefits River Rock and the consigner. And then we've got the customer. So this third person who is benefiting because now they can come in and get quality gear, like name brand quality gear at price points you won't see anyplace else.
Right.
So now I have the ability to offer them something else. You know, the other piece of it that's been super interesting over the last year is another thing, I'm the buyer for the entire store. It's really difficult to maintain, to buy all the little things. You know, people are always like, well, why don't you have this? Why don't you have that? It's just, it's this constant like learning and growing and what would make sense for the store. Do I have money to buy it? All of those things that small business owners have to think about. But the consignment program, because I don't pay for it up front, allows me to have some of these things that I may not be able to have in my new section, but I can now offer it to my customer in the consignor section. So it expands like our capabilities to be able to support our outdoor customer. It's just the story of Reboot has just become so big for us. It's taking up 25% of my store, Ted. It pushed out my kayaks, you know?
I know, so, you used to have those. Yeah, I have noticed that.
It pushed out the kayaks, which is sad for me because that was my favorite thing to provide to customers because I think we did a particularly good job of offering good kayaks to people locally. But I had to like balance between not being able to get kayaks during COVID. I had consignment, and consignment kind of just took over. So, Reboot's just, it's been one of the things I'm most proud of at over the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's just, it's a good story, you know, across the board. It brings in a whole, it expands our customer base for people who, you know, want to get the outdoors, but they don't want to spend, you know, the price tag for some of these name brand goods. But then, you know, to April's point also, it's just that good news story that you see the whole outdoor industry trying to focus on that sustainability, recycling, basically making sure gear stays out of the landfills. Because ultimately, I mean, the stuff that people are bringing, it's all good stuff. It's good.
Oh, it is.
It's good quality gear that, you know, once again, to your point, will last a lifetime. It's just, it's finding a new owner and getting it back outdoors.
Or seeing, this is what I want. You're instead of having to pay up front and wonder, am I going to stick with this?
Well, that's been the most interesting thing. I think I had in my mind, you know, as a business owner, you kind of think you have to think about your customer and exactly who are you servicing through your business or different programs. And for me, I had really that Boy Scout family in mind when I wanted to start Reboot. I was thinking, okay, that family that has three Scouts, they don't have the money to be able to purchase, you know, new gear for all of them, but consignment's going to offer them a way to get them into that. And that was the customer I had in mind. I'll be honest with you, that is our customer. That isn't our primary customer. What's interesting is the majority of our customers in Reboot have the money to spend on new gear. for them, it's exactly what you just said. They don't know if they want to become a rock climber. They don't know if they're going to enjoy mountain biking. They don't know if they're going to, their kids are going to enjoy backpacking, you know, so they don't want to put their kid in a, they can afford it, but why buy a brand new pack if their 13-year-old goes camping once and hates it?
Right.
So it's a great way for you to be able to test something prior to commitment. And then what happens, and it's wild, those same people bring in that same thing that they purchased through Reboot, and now they're consigning it for a second time, and they're purchasing the new thing because their kid ended up loving camping or backpacking, or they ended up loving rock climbing, so now they're wanting to get a better pair of shoes. And so it's just been this really interesting, and thrifting is such a cool thing now. We got right on the start of that trend. And we're not trendy. Keith and I don't keep up with trends. So this was like pure luck, nothing smart. But we got right on the beginning of that trend, and we have people that are coming in just for the hunt. So again, it's not an economy issue. They don't have a barrier. The issue is they just enjoy spending 30, 40, an hour back there, like just hunting through the gear to see what I've got, to see if there's anything new or different that they may not have seen before. It's a game. It's fun for them. And we've gotten to the point where we don't advertise certain things that are back there. For instance, if we get in an Arc'teryx jacket, I'm not going to put that on social media. I'm going to hide it. It's a little Easter egg on the rack. And we can hear from the front of the store when somebody's like thumbing through the rack and they find that piece of gear, like a giggle. And we go back there. We're like, you found it. Does it fit you? You know, and they're like, yes. And they're running to the counter to purchase it.
Yeah.
So it's like little Easter eggs back there. It's kind of fun to sift through it. It's cool. It's trendy. But like he said, it's an important story, I think, for River Rock to be able to tell. Yes, it breaks down barriers if that is the issue. But it's also a really good sustainability story, because I very much believe the outdoor industry is the worst at greenwashing, right? So we love to the sustainability story. We love to like put ourselves up against fast fashion. Yet we're just as bad. Patagonia comes out with three new colors every single year. Why are you doing that? You know, if you're not a fast fashion brand. So what people are doing is they're buying backpacks, they're buying jackets. They see the new color the next year. They want the new color. Now we're giving them the opportunity to put that other one back in play, in use, and not just wasting.
You will get one of these days, whenever I get it together, somebody will be bringing down some J-hooks that I bought from you. And you told me these might be harder for you, and they were way harder for me. And so now I have bars on my cars, but the J-hooks can be.
You're right. This was the one thing you did not listen to.
I did not listen to you.
Although we did circle back around, didn't we?
I thought I knew what I wanted, because I thought it would be a cool thing to have that on my car. It was hard. They were hard to get those kayaks up there.
Yes.
So I did come back and listen to you and got bars. But it's those kinds of things.
Well,
you don't necessarily think I will never. I would have in my mind I'll never find them.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough,
yeah,
I found them.
Great place to get it and get it at a lesser price. And I think that's the River Rock story in the first place. You know, this exchange between me and you is, I work really hard and we train our staff. Look, we have to have revenue to keep our business going. Mm-hmm. I got to have revenue to pay my staff. And however, I never want you to purchase something that you don't need. So if I can tell you a better option, and sometimes the option is you don't need anything, you've already got it, let me just show you how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll always do that, you know, and that's how I build trust with my customers, is I'm not going to just sell you something, for my end of day revenue. Now, sitting to my right is my accountant, and often my accountant is telling me I'm not running a nonprofit. So I do battle against Keith with this sometimes. But the idea is, when I've built that trust with you and you know I'm going to tell you the truth, you'll come back to me over and over again for your gear needs. And you know, I'm proud of that with River Rock. I'm proud that we can offer Reboot and offer people an opportunity to sell their goods or buy their goods at a, you know, cheaper price.
Well, and that's it did come along. You mentioned, Keith, about just the timing. It was at a time when it was hard to find things.
Yeah, for a period of time, it was really difficult. I mean, it took probably about a good 2 years for the industry to reset itself. So, I mean, once again, it's a great way to basically find another revenue stream, another product, basically a new product line, and bring in new customers. And like to April's point, what we found to be very interesting is the people who shop consignment kind of run the entire gambit. It's, you know, your college student who's looking to get good stuff, to somebody who's already purchased all their Patagonia, OR, cool gear from us, but at the same time, they just want to look for something neat in the consignment section. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's everybody. And that's been the most exciting thing about Reboot, I think, is just it's every type of customer and will enjoy it.
And it is a game. I'm wearing an Under Armour shirt that I got consignment.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And I look for that all the time because I've come away with things like I've found James Monroe High School and I've Fred Nats or Chancellor High School things that are the actual, you know, like shirts that people move on.
Yeah.
And you can get those kinds of things. And I'm the same way of where like, yes, I got this.
Yes. I love listening to people back there get excited about their finds. And Reboot's really cool too, because what I will say is we received several grants to help us market and brand Reboot. We utilized a local marketing company to help us do that. So it really has been just a kind of a grassroots local initiative that luckily we have a community that's supported.
And that's been your 10-year story of being able to adjust and being willing to pivot from what you started at into what you are today.
You just have to.
You just have to. And that's what goes back to that conversation about how we're going to use the river in the future, how we're going to enjoy it, access it, how the outdoor economy is going to continue to grow. I think the one thing we've always been willing to do is not have an ego about our job and realize that what might be working now isn't going to work in the future. Or I might try something and it doesn't work, so we pivot and try something else. It's constantly growing, evolving, changing, trying something new, failing, trying again. We just can't stay stagnant. We can't stay, you know, in one spot.
Quick break. We'll wrap this up with April and Keith Peterson this morning with River Rock Outfitter in downtown Fredericksburg, 215 William Street, riverrockoutfitter.com, also on Facebook. All kinds of great stuff that is updated daily. More with April and Keith, News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Wow, this has been a quick hour. River Rock Outfitter, April and Keith Peterson. We could go on for another. We could go on until noon and still have things to talk about. Again, 10 years is just a very cool point to take a look at that, and you know to look at where you started down on Sophia Street. That's when I first this meek little person came in. Well, and I met you, April. You were sitting right where you are now, and I remember the first time we met, thinking she would be a good one to talk about the river, and it's interesting how our conversations have changed, because we would get together each season and talk about things you can do. Well, so many people are doing things now. There are so many other layers to this that we get in. Like today, we've talked very little about, you know, seasons kinds of things.
Well, and also before we move on to that, it was 5 years ago that you had that interview with us in front of the rock wall where we were leaving Sophia Street and moving up to William Street. It was almost 5 years ago coming up here, like in the next month.
Yeah, in October. I remember that well.
5 years
that
ago.
Five
and April
years?
Was getting emotional as we were leaving the shop.
It's so wild. Well, Keith and I, we've talked about this. We go to our buying show every year, Grassroots, where it's, you know, 100 different independent outfitters from all over the country. Keith and I were going all chest puffed out, you know, because it's our 10-year anniversary. And we get there and we always celebrate birthdays. And it's like we're celebrating outfitters who have been in business 50, 60, 70 years. And all of a sudden, Keith and I like shrink back down in our seats. Like our 10 years just, it's important to us. You know, I think it's important to our customers because they've seen us grow. But as far as an industry goes, I mean, you know, we're still babies. we're still figuring it out.
But and while the awards have been just terrific, and I've been so excited to see you win the awards. But even if you hadn't won the awards, it wouldn't matter because you're having an impact. You just look around, like you say, go down to City Dock or look at the reservoirs around here and see how many people are using them recreationally when it used to be just fishermen.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite things about working with you, Ted, is that we don't do a great job of like looking back, and you've helped us understand our impact. And when I pulling up pictures now and seeing the stuff that we've done over 10 years, it's a lot. Our staff has done a lot, and I'm very proud of that. And equal parts our push for activity on the river, but also our role in small business in Main Street and downtown, mm-hmm. and you know, trying to build a business that can be an anchor business to benefit all of our downtown. I am just as equally proud of that as I am anything else I've done. So 10 years, that's exciting. Now 5 more, maybe? Let's do it in increments of 5.
Okay, let's stay there. Let's not look too far ahead. And I guess one of the things as we talk about the things you need, rain and maybe some moisture from Debbie coming up the coast would be nice.
I think a lot of people would appreciate that.
Ted, I am a summer girl. I don't like winter. I hate winter. I never want summer to end.
Thank you.
This is my first year, though. First year where I am so looking forward to fall. I am looking forward to fall.
These hot days like today, I can't get enough of them.
No, listen, I'm normally the same way. I'm a Louisiana girl. Humidity does not affect me.
Yeah.
I'm just ready for fall this year and all that we're going to be able to do in the outdoors in fall. So I look forward to next show talking to you about fall.
We will get together with outdoors. Fall. Yeah, and yeah. There's so much to do. And I mean, I think this is the first time, Keith, that you've been in here that we haven't really talked about rock, you know, all the different, although I hear all these people that are all these different areas and in places where you can rock climb, and I'm starting to see more interest in that.
Oh, yeah.
Just like like we used to see on the river.
Yeah, no, in fact, our climbing section in the shop has actually done really well this year, and a lot of that has to do with, you know, April partnering for some events with the Rap Rock guys. And, you know, it's just, the good news is it's a growing sport. It's a great sport. A lot of people are getting interested in it, and we're glad that we can help be a facilitator. So I think with the climbing gym in the area, with the fact that we have, you know, natural rock climbing in the area, you've got some great climbing 3 hours away in West Virginia. You know, this really is a pretty good place for people who are interested in rock climbing. So,
and if you haven't gotten involved in kayaking or getting out on the water, there still is plenty of time. The season here has goes to really into November.
Yeah. Easy, especially since it's a warm river. And then just with weather patterns shifting to later in the year, you can absolutely get out there most years safely well into October, early November. So get out, like, plenty of time to get out there. And lots of people can help you get out there. So just let us know what your questions are and we can help you out.
If I can do it, anyone can do it, because I was terrified.
Amen.
The time Keith shoved me off at City Dock that Saturday morning, it was in like middle of September, and I was, my wife says that my voice was like all squeaky, and she could tell that I was so nervous, and I was. And if I can, and now it's just the greatest, you get out there and you see things and you're away from things for a while.
That's exactly right. Everything is just, I can't describe it. It's just different. It will give you the peace and relaxation that you need just by getting on the water.
And that's been where that's your real legacy in all of this, of how individually mm-hmm. you've gotten people involved. And mm-hmm. you just look around it around any weekend, or just look around and just drive around the area and see the number of canoes or kayaks mm-hmm. on the top of people's cars or trucks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're super proud of that. Absolutely.
RiverRockOutfitter.com, the website. They're also a great Facebook page, 215 William Street in downtown Fredericksburg, if you want to go in and talk to somebody or to check out the reboot mm-hmm. stuff. I need to do that. I haven't done that lately. April and Keith Peterson with River Rock Outfitter. Thanks. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much, Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.